mystery
lanes. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Ginny from the Art History Babes.
And I'm Zach Clark from National Monument Press.
We are the curators of virtual realism. Show you've perhaps heard about, seen things about it. It's going to be a virtual show, an online show, a digital publication, and Zach and I are doing... why are you laughing?
you weren't going to, but I was really hoping you were going to say a digital puppication.
Oh.
But, a lot of friends are getting puppies this week. And so publication just sounded like a really funny word.
Oh my God. Delirium.
Yeah. But it is a publication. It is has nothing to do with dogs.
Unfortunately.
Unless you submit artwork about dogs.
Yes.
Which I guess could fit into the theme. Mm-hmm. You know, you could figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be open to that interpretation. For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, we just wanted to quickly announce that we have extended the submission deadline for the show. So if you would like to submit work to be considered for the exhibition, we originally had that due date as April 10th, and we've extended it to May 1st.
Still a Saturday.
Still a Saturday.
3 weeks from when we had originally said the deadline was. Behind the curtain, shows like this always get extended. You may or may not have noticed. And so this is by no means a reflection of the work that has come in already. It's great work. We've received some very cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's more of a, we're in a time people have trouble with deadlines. And so we give you a deadline, and then we make it a little later.
Exactly. There's lots going on right now. You might be, you know, getting your vaccine shots. Maybe you're getting a puppy because a lot of people are getting dogs right now. There's all kinds of things that could slow you down. So if you were planning on applying, you have more time now. And we're still really excited and have been loving seeing the submissions thus far. And just a reminder on where to go to apply. If you go to the Art History Babes website, which is arthistorybabes.com, there's a tab on our landing page titled Virtual Realism. And there you will get the instructions of the two-step process. First step being to subscribe to the Art History Babes Patreon. You can subscribe for as little as $1 a month. And from there, you go and fill out a Google form in which you can link us to your work that you're submitting. And then you're done. So all that info is there on arthistorybabes.com/virtual-realism.
Very easy. Please apply. We'd like to see your work. We'd like to have you part of our weird thing that we're trying to do. We have some more cool, weird episodes and interviews and programming coming up.
Yep.
If you have been listening to this little mini series, you want us to talk about some specific things, send us some emails or some questions, and we'll answer them. We'll try to find people to interview about them. Yeah. Come along,
reach out. You can email us to arthistorybabes@gmail.com. Just put virtual realism in the subject line. You can reach out to Zach or I directly on our Instagrams, and you know, in the show notes of this episode, I'll have all the according links there. We're pretty easy to get a hold of if you have specific questions about the show. And virtual realism, it's happening.
Deadline May 10th.
May 1st.
But that. Deadline May 1st.
Perfect. Perfect.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The art history base. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.